This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, there's a road sign several miles from our home. It's on a road we often use when headed out into desert or out into hills. That southbound dirt road comes to an end, and that's where this road sign is. A big yellow sign with a black Y. A Y, indicating you can go left or you can go right. Two choices. And I confess that hanging a right would be the one less traveled, but we always hang a left on what has turned out to be the well-traveled road. And no regrets. That road is full of wonderful flora and fauna. Oh my gosh, back when both Ms. Mosquito and I were working, you know, away from our home at our different jobs, and I was still growing native plants at our little nursery at home as well, and I spent a lot of time on that road and the places it took me to gather seed. Nowadays, it's more of a two-person deal, and it isn't so much about gathering seed. Okay, I mean, once in a while, a little seed. But anyway, it's a two-person deal that was definitely agreed upon back during the pandemic years. And now simply it's what we do, our one-day-a-week weekly tradition, one-day-a-week into the desert, into the hills, into the woodland, you know, on the road well-traveled. And on that well-traveled road, we see the same flora and fauna, the same old stuff over and over. But the same old stuff is wonderful. The same old flora and fauna. They're still magical. We announce white-tailed deer. We keep count of turkeys, Mexican jays. Oh, and this is cool. Same old flora and fauna, but we're out. We're out in all the seasons. So look, Rus trilobata, three-leaf sumac with bright red fruit on leafy branches. Oh, wait, it's fall. Red leaves. Oh, wait, it's winter. Naked branches. Deer in the winter, in rut, buck deer with antlers, buck deer with velvet, does with fawns, tom turkeys gobbling during breeding season, hens hiding and brooding, later hens with poults. Oh man, you know, all seasonal and all still pretty exciting. Well, I mean, you make all these observations of all sorts, of plants and animals. It becomes part of your conversation. Didn't we see that a few years ago? Oh, remember when we saw that? Oh, it's fall. We should see this. Or we should see that. And of course, you can bet. I mean, of course, yeah. We stop at favorite places to visit favorite milkweeds or a favorite madrone, a stand of dogbane. Oh my gosh. Let's go look for fish in the creek. So all these common, these familiar critters and plants, and you still catch yourself oohing and aahing. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And there's surprises. Oh, yeah. The new stuff. I mean, what kind of butterfly is that? One day, gathering, dropping acorns in the road, I looked up to see a black bear doing the same thing 40 yards away. Or once we set up to eat lunch on the same old favorite creek bank, and a spotted owl flew in and perched above us. Same-o, with surprises. Man, I'll tell you what, it is wonderful. I mean, how many of our adventures in the borderlands, days of plants and animals, they all start at that sign, that big yellow sign with the Y, that Y in the road. Hang a left, and the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.